Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Mary Jane Croft, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Perkins.
Oh, my, I could always tell when it's be the frost of the month. All I got for to do is take a look at this pile of bills that just come in. Sure would like for to be able to pay all these bills, but I don't got enough money in the bank this month. And I don't know which bills for to pick out for to pay. Wait a minute, just got an idea. This will give all my creditors an equal opportunity. I'll take all the bills and I'll drop them into my hat. Then I'll reach in, I'll pick... No, that's not do me no good either, because I didn't even pay for my hat yet. Oh, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hello,
Parker. Betty, just looking over the pile of bills here.
Oh, yes, and some more came yesterday, Parker. Mm-hmm. I put them in the top drawer. You know, I sure don't know what we're going to use for money.
Yeah, don't could understand it, Betty. I mean, why I'm always broke like this.
Well, Parky, the trouble is you're not charging enough for your food. Mm-hmm. You'll simply have to raise your prices.
Raise my prices? Mm-hmm. How could I raise my prices, Betty? My customers just don't would never stand for that. Don't forget, half the people what comes in here don't pay me because they don't got no money. If I have to raise the prices, then they won't even come in.
Well, Parky, you'll have to do something. If you don't raise your prices, you'll have to cut expenses.
Cut expenses? Nah, Betty, that's don't be the answer. So suppose I should fire one dishwasher. What could I say? A measly $185 a week. Nah. See, but maybe you got something there, Betty, I mean about raising the prices.
Well, sure, Parky. For instance, take our roast beef dinners. Mm-hmm. We can't sell a roast beef dinner for $1.10 like we do and hope to stay in business. I figured out our cost on that dinner this morning, and without service or rent or the rest of the overhead, just the bare ingredients. Mm-hmm. That roast beef dinner cost us $1.23.
Cost us $1.23 and we're selling it for $1.10?
Uh-huh.
Well, starting right now, I'm going to raise the price of that roast beef dinner to $1.50.
And, Parky?
Yes.
You should raise the price of coffee from 5 cents a cup to 10 cents.
Yeah, sure, 5 cents to 10 cents. Nobody could kick at that. After all, that's only 1%. Yes.
Parky, have you taken that gentleman's order over there? He's been sitting at that counter for about 10 minutes.
Oh, yes, I'll go over. Yes, sir, nice day. Did you decide what you like for to eat here?
Yeah, I know what I'd like to eat, all right, but I've been looking over your menu here, and I can't afford to eat nothing at the prices you charge.
You mean what my prices would be too high?
Well, I'll say they're high. Look at that. Roast beef dinner, $1.10.
$1.10 for roast beef dinner is behind? Look, mister, every time somebody orders a roast beef dinner, it costs me 40 cents.
Well, if it only costs you 40 cents, why do you charge $1.10? Boy, what a profit.
Profit?
Yeah. Trouble with you is you want to get rich too quick.
I don't want to get rich. All I want to do is stay alive.
Why?
Well, of course, you got me there.
No, I'm going across the street to eat. Hmm? They serve a roast beef dinner over there for 85 cents.
85 cents? So are you sure that all that they charge over there for a roast beef dinner would be 85 cents?
Sure, I'm sure. They even got a sign in the window over there. Look, you can see it from here.
Oh, by George, you're right. Roast beef dinner with all the fixings, 85 cents. So you know what they did? They found out what I charge $1.10 and they're cutting my price. That is what they're doing.
Well, you can't blame me for going over there to eat, can you?
Sit down, mister. I'm not going to let you go over there for to eat. They couldn't do nothing over there what we couldn't do better and cheaper over here. Starting right now, my roast beef dinner is 75 cents.
You mean you're cutting their price?
Yes, and I'm going to put a big sign in my window, too. If that guy wants for to cut prices, I'll show him what two could play that game as cheap as one.
See, this is wonderful.
Yes.
I mean, getting a roast beef dinner for 75 cents.
Yeah. There'll only be one thing. Would you mind if I would serve that dinner to you in my shorts?
You're going to serve me my dinner in your shorts?
Yes.
What's the idea?
Mister, when I start selling roast beef dinners for 75 cents, got to lose my shirt.
That's Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders all running wild. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. The American people are being asked by their government to share their relative abundance of food with less fortunate peoples abroad. 20 million freedom gardens is the goal set for 1948. Now, during the past war years, your victory gardens supplemented our national food supplies to the extent of millions of tons. And although you home gardeners do not generally grow wheat, rice, or other cereals, you can produce foods which will take the pressure off of items needed for export and make them more readily available. The 1948 Freedom Garden Program has four main objectives, which are, one, to increase the national food supply, taking pressure off food needed for export. Two, to raise our nutritional standards by providing more fresh and preserved foods for daily consumption. Three, to promote family health and recreation through gardening. And four, to help reduce the cost of living. Now, it is suggested that comparatively easy foods to grow are such vegetables as peas, beans, broccoli, carrots, lettuce, and corn, as well as many leafy vegetables. This Freedom Garden program merits our greatest support. So plan to plant a Freedom Garden now.
Parkey, this is simply ridiculous. I mean, selling roast beef dinners for 55 cents.
Betty, I don't like it no more what you do, but what could I do? When the fella across the street was charging 85, I made my price 75. And so as soon as you saw my shiny cut, he's to 65. Had to make ours 55, you see.
Well, the word certainly got around fast, Parkey. I've never seen so many customers in here. Why, those roast beef dinners are selling like hotcakes.
Why shouldn't they? They're paying for hotcakes and they're getting roast beef.
Well, you can't blame them, Parkey. They know a bargain when they see one.
Yes.
Do you know that you're losing 83 cents every time anybody orders a roast beef dinner?
I know it, Betty, but don't forget we're selling hundreds of those dinners, so the volume must take care of it, you see?
Well, I guess that must be a new way of figuring. Parkey, I'm afraid all this excitement's gotten the best of you.
Excitement? What excitement? Don't be excited, Betty.
Well, then why did you fire Molly this morning? After all, she was our best waitress. She's as quick as lightning. She could wait on six people while another waitress is waiting on one.
That's why I let her go, Betty. She was too quick.
Wait a minute. You let her go because she was too quick?
Yes, she was waiting on too many people. Look, Betty, at these prices, I want a waitress to work slow. I called up the employment agency this morning. I told them to send over a very slow waitress. They said they had a corker for me. They would send her over.
I think she's here now. There's a girl waiting to see you over there.
Well, I guess that's her. I'll go over there. Hello, niece.
Hello, honey. Are you Mr. Parky Cockatiery?
Yes, I am.
Well, the employment agency sent me over, honey. I'm a waitress, sweetie.
Oh, I see. Say, look, did the employment agency explain to you what kind of a waitress I wanted? I mean, do you work slow?
Am I slow?
Yes.
Oh, well, you just read these references, sugar.
Oh, yes, your references. To whom it may concern, the bearer...
That's me, dearie. I'm the bearer.
You are?
Yes.
The bearer worked for us for 2 weeks as a waitress. We cannot pass upon her qualifications as during the 2 weeks she did not complete serving one meal.
Read the part about me being careless, too, sweetie. Mm-hmm. I mean about me dropping all the dishes.
Oh, you drop dishes, too?
Do I? I'll drive you crazy, Sugar Puss.
Sugar Puss? Look, I don't care about dropping the dishes. What I'm really be interested is working slow.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah. I'm the slowest thing you ever seen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me, how slow are you?
Well, Kettles. First of all, every morning I come in 2 hours late.
Yes.
Yeah. Then by the time I get my clothes changed, honey, it's at least another hour.
Oh, then you're ready to wait on your first customer.
Oh, no. Now, then I'm ready to have my lunch.
I see, yes.
Then after my lunch,
yes.
I always like to take a 2-hour siesta.
Siesta?
Yes. That's French, honey, for snooze.
You know, you sound exactly like the kind of a girl I want. Yes, sir. Just don't forget, after you wait on the customers, wait on them slow.
Oh, see? Don't you worry your little round head about that. I'll wait on them slow. Just you wait till you hear how the customers start to holler.
They do?
I get them so mad.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I've had them where they actually throw fits. Yeah. Real fits, dearie.
Really? Yeah, your son just stuck together if he wants. Yes.
Thanks a lot, nature boy.
Nature boy?
Look, sweetie, I don't get all this.
Yes?
Why do you insist that your waitresses should work so slow?
Because, you see, I am selling roast beef dinners now for 55 cents.
Roast beef dinners for 55
yes.
cents?
Yes.
Well, then I most certainly won't take this job, honey.
You won't? Why not?
Well, if I can buy food that cheap, why should I work?
I know, but...
Well, you can serve me one of them roast beef dinners right now, dearie, and I'll have it well done.
No.
Well, don't just stand there looking at me, honey. I mean, move it, sweetie. Move it, please. Move it. See, you're the biggest slowpoke I ever seen in my whole life.
Oh, my. Hey, look at that, Betty.
What is it, Parker?
Look what the restaurant is across the street is doing now. They're cutting the prices again. Look at that new sign that they're putting up there. Roast beef dinner, 45 cents. Betty, going to make us 35.
35?
Yes.
Parky, I better go down to the stationery store and buy the biggest bottle of red ink I can get.
No, these prices couldn't afford to buy no red ink. Let's use ketchup instead. Oh, my, and as though we don't got enough trouble, look who's coming in now. It's be that faker, Orville Sharp.
Friend, Mr. Parky Kankis. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct, yes.
Hey, what's all these customers doing in here? I never seen so many people.
I know. You see, the reason for all the cards is whether I'm selling roast beef dinners now for 35 cents. You see, me and the restaurant across the street declared war.
Declared war?
Yes, sir.
I didn't hear Gabriel Heather say nothing about that over the radio.
No, don't be that kind of a war. This be a price war, you know.
Oh?
You see, he cut the price of his roast beef dinner way down to 45 cents. That's why I got to sell mine now for 35.
Oh, now, this is the most stupidest thing that I ever heard of, this cutting price.
Yes?
Oh, yeah. You guys are acting like a couple of kids.
Yeah.
Why, brother, I can see that what you need is a business manager.
Mm-hmm. Business manager?
Correct. And that just happens to be my new racket.
It does.
Yes, sir. I come in here and I take all the responsibilities off your soldiers.
You say you take all the responsibilities off my soldiers?
That's right.
What do you know about responsibilities?
What do I know about them?
Yes.
I know all about them.
Yeah?
Nobody is irresponsible as me.
Well, I can believe that, but I don't think that I could afford for to hire no business manager. You see, I'm losing enough money the way it is. If this keeps up like this, I don't think we'll be able for to stay in business much longer.
Yeah, well, that's why you need me. You see, if you let me handle your affairs, you won't suffer so long.
I won't?
No. I'll put you out of business in no time.
Tell me, Mr. Sharp, just what do you do as a business manager?
What? Well, I'll tell you.
Yes?
I come in here, you see, I take charge of the whole works.
You do?
In other words, I transatlantic all your business for you.
You transatlantic all my business for you?
Yes, sir. And all I charge for that is $2,000 a year or less than a penny a day. I mean, when I charge you $2,000 a year, that ain't all clear profit, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Don't forget, when I handle your business affairs,
yes.
I got to ex-inspect to have a lot of ex-expenses.
You got to ex-inspect to have a lot of ex-expenses?
Exactly.
What kind of ex-expenses?
Well, let me give you an example.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me an example of the eggs and expenses that I could eggs inspect. Go ahead.
Now, let's just suppose that you're one of my clients.
Yes.
All right? Being your business manager, I got to be on my toes, see?
Yes.
So every morning, got to get up bright and early at noontime.
Bright and early at noontime?
Now, the first thing I got to do, see, I call you up on the telephone. I ask you what's doing.
I see.
Put a nickel in a slot and I call you.
Yes.
Yeah. Cost me a dime right there.
Wait a minute. You said you put a nickel in the slot. How does that come out of dime?
I got the wrong number the first time. I had to put another nickel.
Why don't you cut out all that crazy stuff, Mr. Sharp? Or you think that I would be a big fool for to pay you $2,000 a year for to be my business manager?
Just wait a minute.
Yes?
Are you a spurt?
Am I a spurt?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a spurt, yes.
Okay. I'll make you a spurt and proposition.
What kind of a spurt and proposition are you going to make?
I'll be your business manager, see?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay me no salary at all. I will work for you on a conversation basis.
You work for me on a conversation basis?
That's right.
Well, what is that?
Well, I just want to prove to you that if you let me be your business manager,
yes.
we can both make a lot of money.
We could, how?
Well, every month, see, you just give me all your bills.
Yes.
Then you give me all the money you take in here. Mm-hmm. Then I pay the bills. Whatever we have left over, we split.
You say what I give you all the money what I take in here and you pay all the bills.
That's right.
Wait a minute. So supposing you don't pay the bills.
It's even better. We have more to split.
Yeah. thank me very much, Mr. Sharp, but you just convinced me that I don't want you as a business manager.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't be silly. Everybody's going to have one of those. Why, just 2 weeks ago, I even went out myself. I hired a business manager to handle all my affairs.
You handle a business manager for to handle all your affairs?
Yeah.
Well, look, if you're such a smart business manager yourself, why did you effort to go out and hire somebody else to handle all your affairs?
Just shows you how smart I am.
Yeah?
Don't think I'd let a crook like me handle my money, do you?
Bye, Mr. Sharp.
Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor recording star, singing Nature Boy. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parky in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, good eyesight is truly a precious thing. If you wear eyeglasses, you know the satisfaction and the pleasure they afford you and how indispensable they are. Yet there are all too many people who, through lack of money, are unable to obtain glasses. Now, because of this, they not only suffer discomfort, further physical impairment of the eyes, but also, because of faulty vision, they are highly susceptible to accidents. So, will you share your ability to see with someone who is less fortunate and unable to provide glasses for himself? You can do this by sending your discarded eyeglasses to an organization known as New Eyes for the Needy. Through about 45 different charitable groups, this fine organization distributes eyeglasses to people who cannot afford to buy them. And through its activities, many thousands of people have been able to enjoy the gift of better sight. To help these individuals, we suggest that you rummage through your house for eyeglasses that you no longer use and send them to New Eyes for the Needy, Short Hills, New Jersey. That's New Eyes for the Needy, Short Hills, New Jersey. ¶¶
Marky, they called up from the wholesale meat house, and they can't understand the big business we're doing. I mean, like, all of a sudden ordering 35 sides of beef.
Well, Betty, it sure don't be so hard for to understand why we're selling that much beef. I mean, at these prices, we're even selling meat to vegetarians.
Well, you can hardly blame the people for storming in here, Parky, now that we've cut our roast beef dinners down to 15 cents.
Couldn't help it, Betty. Couldn't help it. You know, when the restaurant across the street saw we were selling for 35, they cut their stock a quarter. What could I do? Had to make my price 15 cents.
Well, Parky, what are you going to do when the people across the street start giving away their roast beef?
Got that figured out, too. Then I'll put up a sign. Everyone who eats our roast beef dinner here gets 75 cents. And our first baseman's meat.
Honestly, Parky, if I didn't know you so well, I'd believe that you were a mental case.
A mental case?
Hello. Were you folks talking about me?
The little lady from the sewing circle, glad to see you. Come right in, lady. Yes, come right in. Glad to see you, lady.
Thank you. Yeah. You're always so nice to me. Yeah. But everyone's been so nice to me lately.
Really?
My boyfriend brought me the most wonderful surprise this week.
He did? What did he bring you?
Well, you heard that saying, sweets to the sweet?
Yes.
He brought me a big bag of nuts. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, yeah. Well, I suppose you came and have one of our roast beef dinners.
Roast beef dinner?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, what I really came in for was to get a waffle and an order of green peas.
Yes. You want a waffle and an order of green peas?
Yes, to take out, please.
Yes. Say, if you'll pardon me for saying so, lady, that it seems to be a very strange combination for dinner. I mean, a waffle and green peas.
Oh, heavens, I'm not going to eat it.
No?
I'm going to take it home and play Chinese checkers.
I see.
My, but you're awfully busy. I've never seen so many people in here before.
I know it. You're reason there's so many people. You see, we're selling roast beef dinners here for 15 cents now.
You're selling roast beef dinners for
yes.
15 cents?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose you have to charge that much if you want to make money.
Oh, sure. I sure make a lot of money that way, yes.
Oh, heavens, speaking of money, would you believe I came away from my house this morning without a cent of money?
Indeed.
I wonder if you'd be good enough to cash a check for me.
Cash a check for you?
Yes.
I think I could. How much is the check for?
$40 million.
$40 million?
Yes, and could I have it in fives and tens, please?
Yes, I know. You see, $40 million. I don't think I got that much around here just now. I don't really know.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I wish you'd look and see.
No, it don't be no sense to look because I'm sure. I am sure I don't got it because, you see, this morning I had to cash a check for another fella, you see.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad because I did want to do some shopping while I was downtown today.
You did?
Yes, I wanted to buy something nice for General Ulysses S. Grant.
Yes. You wanted to buy something nice for General Ulysses S. Grant?
Yes, I figured he did so much for our country during the Civil War. Yes. That the least I could do now is to go out and buy him a nice necktie or something.
Yes, but look, you don't have to feel too bad about not cashing the check for $40 million because just before you came in, a flash came over the radio. General Grant has been dead since 1885. I mean, it's a little bit too late to buy him a present now, you see.
I know it.
Yes.
That's what makes me so mad. I've been trying to cash this check for 65 years.
That's business. That's the craziest thing that I never heard of in my whole life, buying a necktie for General Grant. I mean, who would see it? His beard would cover it. You know? Oh, yes, is somebody taking your order?
Not yet. You know what I'm going to have?
Yeah, I know what you're going to have. The roast beef dinners, yes.
How'd you guess?
Believe me, it wasn't hard. Yeah. Say, mister, didn't I see you in here earlier today, or was it been yesterday?
Oh, yesterday and today. I was in four times yesterday, and this is my third time today.
You mean this should be the third roast beef dinner what you're ordering today?
Yep, and I'm going to try to get two more dinners in before the day's over. And I don't even care what the doctors say.
The doctors?
Yeah. You know, the doctors tell you that too much red meat will kill you.
Yeah, I don't know about too much red meat killing you, but it's sure killing me, I can tell you that. Say, miss, I never seen you around this neighborhood before. You been new in this neighborhood here?
New? Yes. Well, I've been around these parts for 35 years.
35 years? And how come that you've never been in my restaurant before?
Well, never had no reason to come in before. Uh-huh. See, I got a restaurant of my own.
Well, you got a restaurant of your own, yeah. Say, if you got a restaurant of your own, why don't you eat in your own restaurant?
Because at these prices, it's much cheaper to eat in your restaurant than in mine.
Yeah, there it is, yeah. Say, by the way, where is your restaurant?
Right across the street.
Yeah. Right across the street? You mean... you'll be the man what is having the price war with me?
That's right. Hey, cutting prices back and forth like we're doing sure is loads of fun, ain't it, Bob?
Oh, if I have much more fun like this, I'll have a nervous breakdown. Look, mister, why don't you and me call off all this foolish price war right now? I mean, it'd be crazy for both of us to lose so much money like this.
Lose money? Don't
yes.
be silly. I'm making more money now than I ever made in my life.
You say you are making money? How could you make money if you're selling roast beef dinners for almost nothing?
I don't sell them.
How do you mean you don't sell them? You got a sign in your window.
That's right. Hundreds of people come in, order a roast beef dinner, and I say to them, what do you know? We're just fresh out of roast beef. Yeah. Then I sell them something else, see?
You sell them something else?
Sure. Bob, we put out the finest chicken dinner in the West for $3.50.
$3.50? But wait a minute. Supposing your customers insist on having the roast beef dinner for 15 cents.
Then I send them over to your place. Oh. Pass the chili sauce, will you, Bob?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Dr. Moore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. Jim Backus comedy show follows in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting Center.